We are learning Mesechtas Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 6 lines from the top, the 2 dots. We had a machlokes in our Mishnah, if machshirei mila are deicha Shabbos, that means to carry the knife through Rosh Hashanah, that's deicha Shabbos. But that's for sure. Mila itself is deicha Shabbos. Bris mila itself, that's bezmano, that you do on the 8th day, is deicha Shabbos. And our Gemara here will talk a little bit about what's the makar for that. Zok to Gemara, Ad kan le pliga Rabbanon aleha, el machshirei mila. Rabbanon only argue on Rabbi Eliezer about machshirei mila. Av a mila gufa, de ve'akol deicha Shabbos. But mila itself, l'kuli alma, is deicha Shabbos. But Nolan, how do we know that? Where's the makar in the Torah that mila itself is deicha Shabbos? Oma ula halacha. Ula says it's halacha l'mayish m'sinai. V'cheinam Rabbi Yitzchak halacha. Rabbi Yitzchak also says that it's only halacha l'mayish m'sinai. Meisvei, that means it's halacha l'mayish m'sinai that mila is deicha Shabbos. Meisvei, I'm asking you a kasha, I'm going to show you that from a braisa, that it can't be halacha l'mayish m'sinai. Meisvei, learn the sefta. And it's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma is going through different makairis that how we know that Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. How do we know? So it says in the Braisa, Renayel Pekuach Nefesh Deicha Shabbos. What's the makar that Pekuach Nefesh, if someone's in danger, it's Karan Sefasha, it's Deicha Shabbos. How do you know? Well, those are Zariah Eimer, Ma Milo, Shuachas Vevarav Shal Adam Deicha Shabbos. Ma Dach Milo, it's only one Aver is Deicha Shabbos. Kavachaymel Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. Of course, Pekuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. What's Pshan's Kavachaymel? So Rashi Yuma explains that Ma Milo, it's only a tikkun of one of the Eivarov. Still, it's Deicha Shabbos. Imagine if you have to massacre the whole entire person's body. Of course, of Deicha Shabbos. That's Pshan's Kavachaymel. There's another Pshat in the Rishonim, the Kavachaymer, is Mada for one mitzvah, we are Deicha Shabbos. So, of course, a whole person's body, which you could do thousands of mitzvahs, for sure, will be Deicha Shabbos. But, like, upon what we do see is that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, there's a Kavachaymer from Mila, that's Deicha Shabbos, to the Koch Nefesh, that's Deicha Shabbos. V'sakadai Deicha Halacha. If you say that the whole Makar for Mila is Deicha Shabbos, only for Halacha Moshe Mesinai, Kavachaymer Halacha Miyasa. You can't make kavachaymer mi'asi. You can't make kavachaymer from halacha. Rashi says that you don't make kavachaymer from something that's not in the Torah. Something that comes from Torah Shabbat Peh, which is halacha Moshe Sinai, even though it might be a deraisa, but it's not refers to the Torah. You're not derish a yud gimel midas. You don't derish a yud gimel midas. And we'll bring a raya to that you don't make a kavachaymer from halacha Moshe Sinai. Vatan, you went to the braisa. There's a braisa here. It's the middle of a braisa of discussion between Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Akiva, if a nazir touches a revius dam, does he become ois nazir and he has to start again? He has to take a haircut and start again. The halacha Moshe Mesina is that a etzem kisa'ira, a bone the size of a barley, if a nazir comes in contact with that, he has to restart his nazirus. Revius dam is not mefurish, so Rabbi Kiva wanted to make a kavachaymer that if Etzem Kaseira makes a nazir restart, for sure Revius Dam will make a restart. Why? Because it's a kavachaymer. Ma'adach Revius Dam, which is metama ba oil. And Etzem Kaseira is not metama oil. So the kavachaymer will go like this. Ma' Etzem Kaseira, bone like a barley, which is not metama regular people in oil. Still, it's metama nazir if it touches it. So of course, Revius Dam, which has enough koyach to metama in a oil, to metama anyone in the same under the same roof, so of course there'll be metama and nazir. That was where Kiva's kavachaymer. That's what's going on in the brisa. So that's what Rashi brings down. What's going on in this brisa? And in the middle of the story, it goes like this. But Tanya, Omer Leir Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, Etzim Kaseira metama is a halacha. It's only halacha l'meshiv Sinai that Etzim Kaseira is metama and nazir. Revius Dam kavachaymer ve'in donim kavachaymer mahalacha. You don't make kavachaymer from mahalacha. So what do you see? You see that you don't make kavachaymer from halacha Moshe Mesinai. So back to us, we just finished saying Tumah Merayim said that the makar that milah is deicha Shabbos halacha Moshe Mesinai. How can you say it? We have a braisa that learns out pekuach nefesh from milah with a kavachaymer. It must be milah is a first in the Torah, not halacha Moshe Mesinai. Because if it would be halacha Moshe Mesinai, you can't make kavachaymer from it. How do you learn out pekuach nefesh from milah if milah itself is only halacha Moshe Mesinai? We find this braisa nazir regarding nazir that you don't make a kavachaymer from a halacha. Elo amar b'lozor asya oisoy. So b'lozor has a different drasha. The Gemara had a kasha on halacha Moshe Sinai pshat. And because the kasha is that we find from a different braisa that you don't make a kavah chomer lachem moshe mesinai, and we find that as a kavah chomer. So Rav Loza says, I have a different pshat how we know milas derech Shabbos. As your ois, ois. It says ois by bris, and it says ois by Shabbos. And we say that shows us that you can do this on Shabbos. You can do this on Shabbos. That's his drasha. Right tomorrow, let me add to tefillin, the ksiv bim ois. Tefillin also says ois. Hoy ois ayodecho. It says ois there also, I tell him. So you tell me, litcha Shabbos, kvidecha Shabbos, which the Rishayim mean, you tell me you could write tefillin on Shabbos? Because wearing tefillin is not an iser on Shabbos. There's some on the Yom hold it's even mutter to wear, it's even a mitzvah to wear tefillin on Shabbos. But the kasha is that if you tell me ois means you can do it on Shabbos, you tell me you have to write tefillin on Shabbos, so ois can't be the drasha. That can't be the gzera shava, because then you'll say even my tefillin also is a gzera shava of ois ois. El asiya bris. We make gzera shava bris. Shabbos is called a bris, and we know bris is called a bris. And we'll make a gzera shava back. Shabbos says dar yisechem bris, dar yisam bris olam, dar yisam bris olam, in mil v'sham. So make a bris, make a drasha bris. Teach us that mila is doicha Shabbos. So Frank the Gemara in Cain, Godol the ksiv bei bris litcha Shabbos. Godol, a 13-year-old, we know, is Mila Shaloi Bezmano. And it says there, Bris also. But Orel Zachar Shaloi Yimel is Brisi Heifar. We know it's talking about a Godol there because it says Yichayev Karas in that pasuk. And only a Godol who didn't do Mila is Chayev Karas. And it says Bris there. So if Bris is the Makar that's Zaycha Shabbos, then the Loch is even Mila Shaloi Bezmano Zaycha Shabbos. We know it's not true. So it can't be the Drosh's Bris either. Ella Asya Dairis Dairis. Remember the word Dairis? It says Dairis by Shabbos, so Dairis on Baris Ayalam. And by Katan it says, Ben Shmanis Yomim Yimelechem Kol Zocho Dairis Eichem. So learn out Dairis Dairis, that's Dairis Shabbos. Right, the Marlot, Tzitzis is Ksivei Dairis, Litri Shabbos. But Tzitzis also says Dairis. What are you going to do then? It's been Dairis Shabbos, you can make Tzitzis on Shabbos. Ella Mam Nachma Yitzchak, Donin, Ois, Bris, V'Dairis, Ois, Bris, V'Dairis. You learn out Mila from Shabbos because it has all three things. Ois, Bris, and Dairis. And Shabbos also has Ois, Bris, and Dairis. Teaches us that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Lafuka Hanach, the other ones, Tfilin and Tzitzis. And Godol, don't say all three things. Lafuka Hanach, Chadhu, only says one of them. Don't say all three. Akaponim, we have two Pshatim now with Zaycha, Lamaisa, how we know that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Either Lachom is Sinai, that the Gemara had a cash on, or the final pshat here that's from Dairis, Ois, and Bris. Rav Yechon Ramar, a third Rosh. Rav Yechon Ramar, Amakra, it says in the Pasuk, by Yoim, Vayoim Hashmini Yimel Besar Alasoi. They state in Pasuk, we darshim by Yoim, Afilo B'Shabbos. By Yoim is even B'Shabbos. That's the Rosh. Are you going to ask me, if you're Rav Yechon, we have a four. Rabbi Eliezer Darshan Uvayim Hashmina Yimel B'Sar Alasa teaches us that even Machshirim Amuta. What do you mean? You need this for the Mila itself. Hey, no Machshirim. So Rashi before said, and Rashi repeats it again, that according to Rabbi Eliezer, he holds Allah Chamash Mesina is the reason why Mila is Deicha Shabbos. I can ask me, we slugged it off from our Brisa. So Rashi over here, that he will argue on the whole idea that you can't make Kavachimer from. They can't make kavachayim from Alach Hamayish Mesinai. He's an argue on the He agrees to that. He's going to hold a different pshat how we know pekuach nefesh. Now, the whole brayse that learns that the kavachayim is an argue. He has a different makar for pekuach nefesh from v'chay behem, whatever it is. He has a different makar. So therefore, of course, Alach Hamayish Mesinai. He had a kasha hakler on pekuach nefesh from there. He doesn't learn pekuach nefesh from here. He learns pekuach from somewhere else. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer can learn Alach Hamayish Mesinai. And therefore, he can learn V'yem Hashmini to teach us din of machshirim. But Rabbi Yechman saying Pshan Rabbanon is that Rabbi Yom HaShmini teaches us itself the Din Mila because the other ones were not slugged up Elo Pshatim. Rabbi Yechman he didn't have a Kabbalah on the Gzera Shava of Dairis or Yisim Bris. Rabbi Yechman says, no, the Makar for Rabbanon that Mila is Deicha Shabbos is from Rabbi Yom. Rabbi Yechman Amakra V'Yom Filo B'Shabbos. Omer Shlokas Rabbi Yechman Shlokas Rabbi Yechman if he darshan the word V'Yom to mean even on Shabbos El Miyato V'Chus Rekapar V'Chsivu V'Yom Hakanami Docho Shabbos. There are four people who are called Mechusri Kapara, and they are a type of tumah that not only has to go to the mikvah, they even have to be bring a carbon. For example, Tommy Mace is Tommy for 7 days, but he has to bring no carbon. But there are four types of Mechusri Kapara that are Tommy, and they have to bring a carbon. What are they? Zav, Zava, Metzaira, and Yeledes. So there also says, Uva Yoim Hashmini, they bring a carbon, as it says, by Mechusri Kapara. says v'yom hashmini, you bring shtei tayrim or you bring a carbon. It says v'yom. You tell me now, mechusar kapara, who landed up his eighth day, landed up on Shabbos, he allowed to bring a carbon. El miyat mechusar, you darshan v'yom. El miyat mechusar kapara, says v'yom. Halchanam v'dachu Shabbos. And for the Gemara, no, ahu b'ayi le'b'yom v'v'layla. You need a pasuk by yom and by mechusar kapara teaches us that they only can bring the kapara by day and not by night. Then here also by Milo also high nami boyle b'yom v'layla. You also need by Milo also need Joshua to teach us dafka by day not by night. You can't do Milo at night. So Gemara who ben shmonis yomim dafka. Learn from the pasuk ben shmonis yomim dafka by day. Break the Gemara high nami b'yom tavos dafka. So by kachim also by mechusar kapara by carbon also we have a general pasuk by carbon b'yom tavos that says there has to be dafka by day. So the Gemara no. By chusar kapara, you wouldn't dash from v'yem tzavoyse. Why not? Afka the nafka v'yem tzavoyse. Even though you have v'yem tzavoyse, it's tzricha. You still need a pasuk uvayoyim hashmini by chusar kapara. Why? Saka the chavino hoyel v'chashuk mana lelo suy v'dalos. Since the pasuk by all the chusar kapara, the Torah has rachmanis, and that you have an option of bringing less carbon v'dalos. You can bring a bird, just a mincha. You can bring. Now, you're giving a bird, you bring a lesser carbon. So since we're more makel on you, that you could bring bedalas, so maybe, which means a poorer carbon, so maybe lila and amulei, so you could bring the night also. Kamash v'lon, the pasuk by yoyim, no, only by day. Maskelor avinel me'ati hezar kosher b'hem, if that's so true, he's a kosher b'hem, only kosher b'hem. If it's so different, so why, maybe zar should be kosher, maybe onion should be kosher. And for the Gemara, by mechusar kapara, because they were saying since it has dalos, it's a shvach or a carbon. They're having it at night, so they're having it as zara and an oinin. So well, no, how do you crow? Once the says over yoyim and teaches it has to be by day, so it looks like it's a regular carbon, a regular kachim, and therefore zara and oinin will also be possible for the carbon. Akapadim, what we're coming out lemais is like this. The Rav Yechon says, "V'yom hashmini imo b'sar alos teach us that b'deicha Shabbos." Ah, you asked me for mechusar kapara. Mechusar kapara need v'yom for a day, and by mili only yom v'day because it's ben shmoinas yomim. But here you need by day because it's not like regular kachim because it has din of dalos, and then we have many more things. And therefore, you say, "V'yom teaches us that it has to be by day the mechusar kapara." Zokti maravaita, not a pshat. Not a pshat that you know that milo v'deicha Shabbos. Ravacha b'Yakov Amar, Amar Kro, Shmini afilu b'Shabbos. It says, "V'yoyim haShmini yimol b'sar alosoi." Shmini teaches us that the eighth day, no matter what, even if it lands up on Shabbos. Right, the Gemara. How do you make that's his drasha? Drasha Shmini for Shabbos. What do you mean? Hi Shmini b'Yilul with the Shvi. You need the eighth day. It teaches that you can't do it the seventh day. How can you say it's extra for drasha? You need to teach us that the Mila is on the eighth day, not the seventh day. So no, Shvi ben Shmoinis Yom Nafka. You learn out that it can't be the seventh day because from a different pasuk it says in Ben Shmoinas Yomim that you make the Mila, Ben Shmoinas Yomim. But Kati and Boyle still need both of them. Why? Chadam with the Shvi. You want to say it's not the seventh day, only the eighth day. But Chadam with the Tshi. You want to say not the ninth day. Even Chad, if only had one of them, Havina Shvi with the law, Yimata Zemni. Avam Shmini Elech, eighth day and on, is ready as money. It's the right time. So therefore, Mar says, I'm slogging up this shot. It has to be like Rabbi Yechanon, that it's from Yom HaShmini, because Shmini itself is not such a good shot, because you need it to be Lafuke, not the seventh day, not the ninth day, exactly the eighth day have to be. But on Shabbos, maybe not. Adkan, the different drushes teach us that Milo is Deich HaShabbos. Tanya Kavaseid Rabbi Yechanon was a loiker of Acha B'Yakov. We have a brisa that's like Rabbi Yechanan, not like Rachav Yaakov. This brisa is mevuyer that you don't darshan from the word shmini, but you do darshan from the word of uvayayim. Yimol tanya kavas Rabbi Yechanan like Rachav Yaakov shmini. The brisa goes like this: it's said in the Torah shmini yimol that the yom shmini yimol b'sar alosa. So it says in the pasuk that you do the mila on the eighth day. Maybe a few email filled with Shabbos. Maybe you'd say even on Shabbos you let do the milo. Man, you mekayim mechalel moishim was. And when do you say the pasuk mechalel moishim was? But shar melachos for other melachos chutz milo. Maybe you learn like that. Oh, you know. Maybe you say it all the way. Ela filu milo. The mechalel moishim was going without milo. Man, you mekayim shmini email chutz with Shabbos. Shmini email is going besides the Shabbos. And maybe you don't do not take a Shabbos. Tamalem, but Yoim a filu b'Shabbos. The Brisa says no, but Yoim teaches us filu b'Shabbos. It means the Brisa goes like this: Said Shmini, you would think maybe teaches us even on Shabbos. I mechala Moshe Humus, that's all of halachas. Or maybe the other way, that Shmini doesn't teach us that. Shmini will not teach us that. And then, way the other way, and Shmini will not teach us that. Aman Mekayim Shmini. So there it says that maybe it won't be Deicha Shabbos, and Shmini, Yom HaShmini is for other days of the week, not Shabbos. Kamash Moron, but Yoim, that Shmini is even for Shabbos. That's as Brisa goes. So the Brisa, the first one, was a Raya to Rav Yechonon, because it says the Drosh is from Uba Yoim, and not from Shmini. Shmini is not a Raya either way. But still, this Brisa needs an explanation that why in the Havmini do we say Shmini means even on Shabbos? Then we say, no, it doesn't mean on Shabbos. What was the Havmini? What was the Maskana? And that's the Rava that are coming to explain. Amar Rava, Hai Tana Mikar Maiko Nichle. This Tana, by the beginning, he was very happy to say, Uva Yema Shmini Yimal Philip Shabbos. Uva Soif Maiko Kashle. At the end, he says, no, it doesn't mean that. Zok to Gemara, Hachikamar. This is what he means. Shmini Yimal Philip Shabbos. Omani Mekai Mechela Maishumos. Beshar Melochots Mamilo. Avamilo Dachia Mai Taimo. So we'll explain now. The Havamina. Havamina was that Shmini was even for Shabbos. And Mechalem was Mumas, which means the Suriya Shabbos, about other Malachas. About Milo Dachya, my time, what is the world thinking of the Havamina? What's the reason why you would say that you could do the Mila even on Shabbos? Because the more thought, you could say a Kavachayma. My time, a Kavachayma, what's a Kavachayma? Umatza Ra'at, Shadechas Avoida. The Loch is, someone who's a Mitzayra, he cannot do Avoida. That means if it's Karim Pesach here and you need the Kohen to do Karim Pesach, he's a Metzaira, you don't do Avoida, you don't do any Karim Pesach. You can't do it. You don't cut off his Nega and then make him Tahar to go do the Avoida. You don't do that. Tzaras is Doich Avoida. If he's a Metzaira, you don't cut it off. There's an Issa to cut off Tzaras, and just people won't need Karim Pesach, that's all. Doich Avoida. So come that Tzaras is bigger than Avoida. And the halacha is va'avoida deicha Shabbos. We know avoida is better than Shabbos because you do avoida the karbonis to meet the memasaf we do on Shabbos. So avoida is better than Shabbos. So I mean, tzaras better than avoida, better than Shabbos. And mila is deicha isa, and we know mila is deicha tzaras because if there's a nega in the makam of the mila, you're allowed to do the mila. Kamara says later on, you're allowed to do the mila. So you see, mila is deicha tzaras. So mila is the top of the line. Then comes tzaras. Then comes avoida. Then comes Shabbos. So, if you see Mila is better than Tzaraat, so Shabbos, Shanisvei Avoida, and then Shemila Dechaisa, so of course, Mila Shabbos Shabbos, because it's higher up there. It's on top of the totem pole. It's first Mila, then Tzaraat, then Avoida, then Shabbos. So of course, Mila is Dechaisa Shabbos. If Avoida is Dechaisa Shabbos, of course, Mila is Dechaisa Shabbos. That's the Gemara throwing the Havamina. And then Shemila Mila Dechaisa, that's the Gemara first thought, that Shemini, I feel of a Shabbos, because it's Kavachayimah. Umay ainu the kamar, oy ainu the kamar. What do the brayser mean by saying no? Maybe we can't say that. How the omar? The brayser says back to itself, no, it's not such a good kavachayma. Why? Tzaras is not bigger than avoida. Umay the tzaras chomer uro. How do you know it's chomer? Don't want Shabbos chomer. Shabbos is more chomer than tzaras, and therefore automatically, avoida would be more chomer than tzaras. Aye. And why is Shabbos Chamura? The most Shabbos Chamura is because there is Einshem Azaras Harbe. And I Tzaras Deich Avoida. It's not because Tzaras Mochamad than Avoida. Umayim Shem Nechemir Tzarasi. That's not the reason. The most Shem Gavru Loi Chazi. It's the reason is because even if you cut off the Nega, you're still not going to be ready to Avoida. Because the halacha is you still have to be Tovel. Even after it gets healed, you still have to be Tovel and go to the mikvah. And therefore, you have to wait till Harav Shemesh. You have to wait till tomorrow anyway. So it won't help cutting off a Mila, cutting off a Tzaras today to do Avoida, because you can't do Avoida today anyway. So who said the Vart is that Tzaras Mohammed and Avoida? No, the reason is because it's useless. You can't cut it off. You still won't be able to do Avoida. Dilmashim the Gavru Loi Chazi. Umani Mekayim Shmini Yimal Chutz B'Shabbos. Then go back to the Pasuk and say Shmini means besides the Shabbos, but on Shabbos he can't be Doicha because the Shabbos is Taka more Chomer than Tzaras. And therefore, there's no Kavachomer. Because Mila Doicha Tzaras and Mila Doicha Shabbos. No. Tamal Yoyim Afilah B'Shabbos. If you need the extra word, but Yoyim Afilah B'Shabbos. So to say that a Brais was, the Brais in the Havmi thought maybe had a Kavachomer to say that Mila is Doicha Shabbos, because if Mila is Doicha Tzaras, it's Doicha Shabbos. Whereas Teretz is no. Mila is Deicha Tzaras, but still, Tzaras is not better than Shabbos. Shabbos is better than Tzaras, and so you still have no raya that Mila is Deicha Shabbos. Therefore, you need a pasuk ubayoyim, and you're not going to just say Shmini is filled with Shabbos because of Kavachomer, because of no Kavachomer. Therefore, you need extra word ubayoyim, afilu b'Shabbos.